Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, God said, my people will return to this land and worship me there. Amen. Which people is he talking about? He is talking about the Jewish people, because Stephen, who was in the book of Acts, was preaching the word of God about Jesus dying on the cross, and many people got saved, and this man had a healing ministry. So he had signs wondering following his ministry. Of course, the priests didn't like that. And so they questioned him, and when they questioned him, he had a long story about how the Jews, that Abraham got to know God and decided to follow God, and of course, he made promises to Abraham and to his generations after that. He made promises to Abraham and then the nation of Israel. And that nation lived in that land for a while. Remember, David lived there, and he bought the land to build the temple, and his son built the temple. Well, Stephen is talking about this temple. The same temple was there in Jerusalem when Stephen was alive. And so this is where we are. Friends, I love to read the Word of God. Every time I think I know everything, God shows me something new in the Word of God. And he puts it in perspective so I can understand who he is and what he's doing in the earth. And I want you to know the same. I want you to have the same experience I'm having. No, it gets sweeter. There's a song that says it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. And I want you to experience that too. I'm encouraging you to read the Bible with me in 1 year. If you know anyone who needs to learn more about the Word of God, encourage them to join the Bible Book Club. Why? Because I post scriptures every day. And then I try to make a podcast so you can get a verbal explanation or a help in understanding the scriptures that you are reading. It's not just words. It is the Word of God. And everything that God said to Abraham, he is saying to us. Everything that happened in the past and he prophesied in the future will come to pass. And the thing is, we are living in that time when the whole Bible will be completed. Right now, most of the Bible has been completed, but there's a little, maybe 3 chapters left, 4 chapters at the most, before that Bible is completed. Amen. So, in Acts chapter 7, then the high priest asked Stephen, are these accusations true? This is Stephen's lengthy reply. And I only put a small portion of what he said. He went on and on and on. So I want you to read that book, chapter 7 of the book of Acts. The glorious God appeared to ancestor Abraham in Iraq. You understand that word, Iraq? There's an Iraq over there right now, and they're having trouble there. Before he moved to Syria, Syria was there in the days of Abraham. Iraq was there in the days of Abraham, and those countries are still there in that same area, and they're still fighting today. And told him, Abraham, and told Abraham to leave this native land and to say goodbye to his relatives and to start out for a country that God would direct him to. So he left the land of the Chaldeans and lived in Haran, Syria, until his father died. Then God brought him here to the land of Israel, but gave him no property of his own, not one little tract of land. However, God promised him that eventually the whole country would belong to him and his descendants, though as yet he had no children. But God also told him that these descendants of his would leave the land and live in a foreign land, and there would become slaves for 400 years. But I will punish the nation that enslaves them, God said. And afterwards, my people will return to this land of Israel and worship me here. Friends, God made a promise to Abraham and thereafter to all his children, the nation of Israel. That nation of Israel, God's people, no one, anyone who makes trouble with them is going to pay for it. And he said he would return them one day back to their promised land, Israel. And in this century, God fulfilled that word. And they will never be taken out of that land. They will never lose that land. How do I know? Because it's in the word of God. Anyone who comes against him, his people, is personally attacking God. If you attack God's people, you're attacking God. So he has to recompense people for their error. For that reason, we have to share the word of God. We have to tell people, everyone, God loves the human race, cannot tolerate sin. And all of us are sinners. So he had to make a way to bring his people back to him. And he decided to use Jesus to be that conduit that would open the door that people who, no matter what race they are, no matter what religion they are, no matter what they think, whatever sins they have, God has opened the door that all may be saved. And that includes you. Today you can know Jesus if you don't know him. And I would like to help you with that. It's not a hard thing. We do it by faith. We receive Jesus by faith. If you heard this message and you want to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, one day he's coming back soon, and we need to be ready. We need to be ready. Say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I don't know who you are. I never heard about. I don't know what you did for me, but I want to know that. I want to know the truth, and I want to know if you are really King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Lord, I trust that your word is true, that you are the Messiah, the one that came and died on the cross, especially for me. And I accept that blood right now over my life. I thank you for dying for me. I thank you for forgiving my sins. I thank you for giving me an opportunity to know you personally. And Lord, I accept you. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and send the Holy Spirit in my life that I can know, and he can lead me, he can guide me. Yes, Lord, and I receive you today. Oh, you died on the cross for me. Amen. Friends, if you said that prayer and you really meant it, I would like to help you get on your way to learning more about Jesus, because I've been serving him 30 years and I still don't know everything. Every time I read the Bible, I find out something new. And God speaks to us. And he wants to direct you. He wants to give you purpose. He wants you to understand what's going on right now, because he has a plan. Deuteronomy 17 says, understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is the faithful God who for 1,000 generations keeps his promises and constantly loves those who love him and who obey his commandments. Not those who are killing people. That's not in one of his commandments. The Ten Commandments, in fact, it says, thou shalt not kill. If any man kills, he will pay the price, because that's one of the Ten Commandments. Another one, thou shalt not lie. That's his commandment. If you want to know what the Ten Commandments is, go on the internet and look up the Ten Commandments. I challenge you to serve God. I challenge you to get to know him. I challenge you to look at the truth and accept whatever it is that God has for you. Amen and amen.